You're listening to the MRC TV Podcast Public Service Announcement.
Welcome to the MRC TV Podcast. I'm Eric Shiner. With me today from Newsbusters is the one, the only Scott Whitlock. Thanks for joining me, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
But we're talking about the really sad, troublesome, no good week ABC is having, already kicking off the week with some problems. Let's talk a bit about this. Project Veritas releasing a video that shows Amy Robach, a co-host of Good Morning America, a reporter for ABC, complaining that she's had the Epstein story for several years, 3 years, but ABC didn't let her talk about it.
Yeah, I think you definitely classify this as a bombshell, because this is her sitting in the Good Morning America studios, really, I would just say, ranting about the fact that she had the story, she had the facts she claims, she had all the information. She mentions that she had Bill Clinton, and I'd like to know more about that as far as what information she had on him, but ABC didn't want to do the story. And this the video was from August of this year, so she's just talking, she's clearly frustrated that she had all this information, and ABC killed the story.
Let's take a quick listen to that video.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep.
So there we have it. We have it in her own words that she was sitting on this. This is surprising. I mean, ABC has not been having good times as of late. I mean, it was just really a few weeks ago they aired footage of a firing range in Kentucky and claimed it was a Turkish attack in Syria upon the Kurds.
Since President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of that region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against ISIS. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS.
That is seen fit to air because ABC has responded. They didn't air this story at the time because it didn't meet their standards. I question what ABC's standards are. I mean, they clearly make the mistake with the video of the firing range. They have Julie Swetnick on with George Stephanopoulos on ABC Good Morning America making unfounded allegations against Justice Kavanaugh. There was no basis to believe that that had been vetted to any great degree.
Let's get this on the table. Did Mr. Kavanaugh sexually assault Ms. Swetnick or physically harm her in any way?
George, again, and I've answered this repeatedly over the last 24 hours, and I'm going to answer it again. There is evidence suggesting to her that he was part of the gang rape that occurred that is detailed in paragraph 13. There's other evidence that suggests that he wasn't.
Yeah, Brian Ross reporting that Mike Flynn is going to testify that Donald Trump, while he was a candidate, told him to get in contact with the Russians.
The special counsel in return.
That's right, George. He has promised full cooperation to the Mueller team. He's prepared to testify, we are told by a confidant, against President Trump, against members of the Trump family, and others in the White House. He is prepared to testify that President Trump, as a candidate, Donald Trump, ordered him, directed him to make contact with the Russians, which contradicts all that Donald Trump has said at this point.
You have all these things that have since been retracted, but they won't let this one air.
No, I think it's pretty clear that their quote-unquote broadcast standards are pretty variable about something like this. And one thing that we really need to be clear on, people keep talking about this has happened 3 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 years ago. Well, just to underline for everyone, 3 years ago was 2016. It was the presidential election. And so it's not just that it was 3 years ago. Who is the co-host of Good Morning America? Who is the anchor of ABC's This Week? It's George Stephanopoulos. Who did George Stephanopoulos work for? Bill Clinton. So this
and
is,
who did Robach say she had the dirt on?
Bill Clinton. That's right. Yeah, this is all very murky as to why this this wasn't covered in the first place. And they tried to say that Epstein was a nobody. Well, he was a nobody who had some very powerful friends, who had some very powerful men who were, you know, going to this island, going to these, going on these flights. So to say that it wasn't a story, that's just ridiculous. It's the same thing that we saw with NBC and Ronan Farrow, where they tried to say that his story, he clearly had the information, wasn't fit for broadcast, and it was. He went somewhere else, and we've seen what has happened.
You're talking about Jeffrey Weinstein there.
Yeah, I'm just comparing the two. That they're very similar, that he had the story, he had the information, and they didn't want to cover it. It's the same thing. ABC had this story, and they didn't want to cover it. And is it a coincidence that it was during the presidential election with Hillary Clinton running, and you have George Stephanopoulos, who obviously was a big supporter and worked for the administration? I don't think so.
What are their standards? Are their standards simply it doesn't fit their narrative, and their narrative is simply anti-Trump? It seems they have no problem hitting Kavanaugh. They have no problem playing that incorrect video on Syria. They have no problem airing Brian Ross's report, although, all right, admittedly, Brian Ross was let go by ABC as a result of that. I mean, all they did is tweet out an apology for the Syria video. And now in this response that they put out to Project Veritas, they're saying, well, you know, it didn't meet our standards at the time. 3 years ago. How long does it take to vet something? 3 years.
Right.
3 years. I mean, either you're going to air it or you're not. But now they're going to air it in a 6-part special.
Right. Yeah, they're talking about a podcast, which I love podcasts too, but they could have put it on television and they didn't. And I think you're exactly right. What we're seeing is whenever it's a conservative or Republican who is somehow involved, there's some question about it, they leap on it. They leap to cover the story and they don't worry about broadcast standards. But when it potentially involves a powerful liberal or a powerful Democrat, they're not interested. And we can go all the way back to the Juanita Broderick accusations against Bill Clinton. That story was sat upon and sat upon until Matt Drudge and other people kind of prompted it to finally to come out for the networks to cover it.
You mentioned something before the show even started that ABC likes to say they're about supporting women, they're about, you know, caring about women and sexual abuse and the whole Me Too movement. This kind of proves they're not. That's not what they're about.
Yeah, it definitely proves they're not. And again, to compare it to Weinstein, it's not just one network. It's the same thing with NBC. And we saw with the whatever you think about Donald Trump and how he's treated women or that whole thing. The networks, they don't care about that. They don't care. They care, as you said, this is about getting Trump. This is about defending and protecting Democrats, people like Bill Clinton. They're not really interested in protecting women, because if they were, we could have heard about this in 2016. This Epstein story is disgusting. The way he treated women, the way he...
Even if they took a year to vet it, we would have heard about it in 2017. I mean...
Yeah, but I don't think it's any coincidence that we didn't hear it in 2016, because they did not want this type of story of impacting Hillary Clinton's presidential run. I think that's absolutely true with this story. I think it's been true with the Harvey Weinstein story. That story could have come out sooner too, but there were powerful people who wanted to protect the Clintons, because after all, the Clintons had a very close relationship with Harvey Weinstein. He was a big backer. They want to protect these people.
Let's focus on the fact that ABC doesn't want to discuss any of this on air. They didn't address this in any of their newscasts. When they made the mistake with the footage, the Kentucky firing range video in Syria, they put out a tweet, but they never apologized on air during their broadcast. They're now going to do a podcast with Amy Robach's story, but that's not actually set to hit the air that we know of. They seem to really want to avoid admitting any of this on air.
Yeah, it is. I would just say it's pathetic. Look, the newspapers have correction pages, and ABC apparently is just not going to do that, because you mentioned these other examples where they just ignored them. They just pretended that they didn't happen. ABC and Amy Robach put out a statement yesterday on Twitter, but you know, boy, was it weak. And the Amy Robach in that statement does not sound like the angry Amy Robach who was ranting and kind of letting it all all out in this leaked tape, because she basically says, well, you know, I didn't really mean that. I guess it wasn't fit for air. Well, which was it and why? And so there I'd say ABC needs an investigation into this. They can't just kind of sweep this under the rug. We need to know why this didn't come to air and what happened.
But we don't even know why the fake Syria footage from Kentucky aired. They just said it was a mistake. They took it down. There was no one to blame. We know of nothing that happened within the organization. I know Project Veritas is asking, well, who put the kibosh on the Epstein story over at ABC? Is that a question we have any hope of getting answered, in your opinion?
I'm not optimistic, because, again, I think that there's a lot of moving parts going on here, and I think you can't just assume that George Stephanopoulos didn't have anything to do with it. I'm not saying he did, but we don't know the details behind it. We don't know what happened there. But George Stephanopoulos is a powerful person at that network, and we know that he is very much a liberal Democrat, despite the fact that he's a quote-unquote journalist now. And so, yeah, I'd like to know what role, if any, he had in making sure this didn't go on air.
It's not just ABC that's ignoring the issue. People that normally cover in the mainstream media, I mean, conservatives are all over this. The Project Veritas video is all over conservative media. Newsbusters has a piece. I know your piece went up on Drudge. MRC TV's had a piece. It's all over the place. But the actual mainstream media, you know, CNN really had not much to say about it.
That's true. And again, this is kind of sad. This is one of the things we've seen over and over with journalists, is they like to do all sorts of investigative reporting. And I think investigative reporting is good. You know, you're finding out that they look at the cigarette industry, and they did investigations ABC did on Food Lion and meat and all that. Like, all that is fine. But anytime there's the camera turns around on them, they're not interested. And so it's just, yeah, as you said, it's crickets. Where is the media coverage about ABC on the other networks? They didn't cover it. Where is it on the cable channels? They're not really interested too. And I would say that I think it's because, to some degree, a lot of them have these same problems. What is NBC going to cover this and really go into it when they had all these issues with Weinstein and Ronan Farrow? They're not really interested in talking about this sort of thing.
It'll be interesting to see if reliable sources, Brian Stelter put out the piece last week focusing on Trump's tweets and the misspellings. That was kind of comical. Will he mention this at all? And if he doesn't, what does that tell you?
We'll have to see if he mentions it. If I had to guess, I would say he will probably minimize it, which is what he tends to do with these sort of liberal media gaffes. Look, you can only just go back to this latest New York Times attempted hit piece, the book on Kavanaugh and the new information about that really blew up in their faces. Honestly, I think, you know, I say this many times, but I think part of the extreme nature of the liberal media now in 2019 is that they don't control the narrative anymore. This is not 1980. It's not Walter Cronkite. You have all these outfits and organizations keeping them honest. And in this case, you have James O'Keefe doing it, and they don't like that. They don't like the fact that they can't control what is and isn't news, and they're being called out for it.
What do you expect from the podcast when and if it ever comes out, supposedly next year? They're going to wait till after the election. That's convenient too, isn't it?
It will be interesting to listen to. What is sad, clearly, is that there's a lot of interesting information there, potentially powerful information, but why now? You know, Epstein is dead. And so you have all this stuff that could have been really relevant. It will still be very interesting, but you know, they were certainly beaten to the punch, and they were beaten to the punch by themselves because they didn't want to cover it. And you can sense that anger and frustration in Amy Robach's voice, the fact that they had this story just on a journalistic competition level. Journalists don't like to get scooped, and they were scooped because they let themselves be scooped.
I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal.
Again, if conservatives or independents are looking for an upside in all of this, the upside is, again, that they can't get away with it anymore, and that makes them so angry. But they can't get away with just deciding this is news and this is not news.
And they got away with that for quite some time.
They did, but we live in a different era. And look, I go back all the way even just to 2004, where George W. Bush and Dan Rather and the fake data documents that he tried to put out, he ultimately didn't get away with it. He got fired. And I think that is just the point, is that it may take a while, maybe slower, but it's not 1980, it's not the 1970s. They don't have this monolithic control of the narrative anymore.
All right, Scott Whitlock, thanks for joining us on the MRC TV podcast. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for tuning in. You can catch up on old episodes of the podcast of MRC TV on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. We hope you do. We'll catch you next week.